richest men in the world, but he was also one of the wisest men in the world. Because Solomon didn't ask God for wealth. He asked God for wisdom of how to lead, go in and go out. Help me somebody. Before his people. You know, if you get a hold of the wisdom of God and the revelation of God and what God desires for your life, everything else will come. Jesus, he tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. But we do it backwards, don't we? We go seeking the things first, and we forget about God and put him on the back. And then when God gives us these things, we put him, help me somebody, we give God our leftovers. When he said, bring ye the tithes to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my, oh God, that's too much. Help me somebody, that's too much. You were getting so much a week, and now God has put you on salary. Help me somebody, $60,000 and $70,000 and $80,000 a year. More than you ever, help me somebody. Oh, 10% of 80,000, man, that's $8,000 a year. I can't give that plus.
Watch out, man.
You don't want God to reverse it, do you? But I need to tell you that it all belongs. True disciple doesn't have any problem with tithing, help me somebody, from the top of their head. Because you understand that it all belongs to God. Can I tell you, whatever he gives, he can't take away. You don't see a U-Haul truck behind a hearse. Because I've come to understand you can't take it. You can't take it with you. What did it profit you to gain the whole world and forfeit or lose your soul? And then look at the condemnation of discipleship, because if you reject him and be ashamed to own him, me, he said, and my words. Oh my goodness. If you renounce the Savior, you don't have any more hope. Can I tell you, Muhammad can't save you. We got a lot of folk believing in Muhammad. We got a lot of folk believing in the foolishness of Confucian. We got a lot of folk believing in.
You have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Tryon Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boyce, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttryonmbc.com. God bless you.
KAYT, Keena, Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Lift your worship. Lord, please
Pastor Gregory Tennant, the Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church, coming to you live from 88.1. I just want to bring to your attention that I appreciate you very much for tuning in to this broadcast. And if there's any care of participating in the supporting of this broadcast, you can send all money orders or checks to make it out to Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church. And send it to 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Or you can cash app it to Gregory Tennant. I want to thank you for your patience and your time that you have allotted for me to come into your homes on this day. As I was driving through the city and I was talking with a person about the situation that's happening and occurring. And I just asked them the question. I said, well, are you taking the necessity of precautions to ensure your safety from this virus? And the words that they gave me was, is that what's going to happen is going to happen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I don't think that we should think that way. I think that we should take our necessary precaution. I said, because you know, if you go into Luke will tell you that God do place men in authority in this world. So we need to try to do everything that we can to make sure that the safety of others are looking after, because this virus really, truly, is not playing. So we want to be mindful of other folk and ensure the safety of ourselves as well as our homes. I just want to briefly talk with you on the subject here, dealing with 2 Chronicles 7. And it says, at beginning at the first verse, it says, at the 12th verse, excuse me, it says, then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple of sacrifice. The 13th verse says, if I shut the sky so there is no rain, or if I command the grasshopper to consume the land, or if I send pestilence on my people. And the 14th verse says, and my people who bear my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. My brothers and sisters, we need to learn to humble ourselves to one another. And I was talking to a gentleman, and the first thing as I was talking to him, he brought up the word humble. Humbling. And, you know, we just sometimes need to just take time and humble ourselves to other folk and not think that we know it all and that we are about it all, because we don't know everything. And believe it or not, God anoints and appoints doctors and kings and people, governors and people of this nature to watch over us, to care for us, to ensure that we have a safe and productive life in this world. And we need to learn to humble ourselves to him. And he's saying so strongly, if my people, and a lot of us, we say that we love the Lord, we say that we have God in our lives, we say that we're Christians, but you know, a lot of folk that say they're Christians, you come to find that they're more church folk than they are Christians, Oh, you didn't hear me. But I want you to know that if we exemplify, if we proclaim to be children of God, then we have to humble ourselves. And if we do that, life would be so much better. So it just so strongly say that if we would pray and seek his face, prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We need to pray. We need to be prayerful. Prayer is one of the, I believe, is the strongest medicine, one of the strongest medicines that we have. When we pray to God and ask God to deliver us from certain things or to heal our land or to do these things. But look, in order, I believe, that if you don't have a relationship with the Master, then you're not in connection with him, then I firmly believe that there's a chance that your prayers are not answered. But God wants to answer all of our prayers. He wants us to be connected with him. He wants to want us to follow his instruction, his guideline. You know, there's a favorite scripture that says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. How in the world can we not want for something if the Master is truly not our shepherd? In order for him to be our shepherd, we have to have a connection there. We have to be connected to him. We have to have a relationship with him. And a lot of folk call God's name but don't have a relationship with him. And when you have a relationship with the Master, I promise you, you're not going to want for anything, because he says, I shall not want. I shall not want for prosperity, because I'm connected with God and God wants me to prosper. I shall not want for comfort, because God is my comforter. I shall not want peace because God, I want for peace because God is a peacemaker. And how many of you believe that God is a peacemaker? I shall not want for healing because God is my healer. He said that he would supply your every need. And I believe that God is still supplying. He's the greatest supplier of all. And we need to ask God to help us, turn us from our wicked ways, folk hating one another, mistreating one another, talking about one another, condemning one another. And then if you go on the social media, it's so much garbage on the social media that it's just unheard of. Our young folk are dealing with the social media, so until all of their business and everybody else's business is exposed on social media. But why don't we try this? Leave our business alone, focus on God's business, start to spreading the word of God on social media, and watch a change will happen. How many of you believe that God can change it? Well, the book also says, it says in the book of life, if ye be in Christ, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. He said that if you would just humble yourself and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then look at what he's saying here. Then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And you know, we all do a sin and come short of the glory of God. And we do need forgiveness of our sinful ways. And he said, come in and he'll not just forgive you of your sin, but he'll heal the land. I'm so glad that healing the land is not left up to us, because if it was left up to us, we would discriminate. Am I right about it? But God is not a God that discriminates. God is a God that loves all. He cares for all. He wants all of us to prosper. He wants all of us to be successful in life. And he wants all of us to have life and have life more abundantly. He said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know about you, but I want everlasting life. And I want to just say to you, really on a serious note, my brothers and sisters, take this situation that we're going through very serious. protect yourself. Take every safety precaution that is necessary, that you would ensure the safety of yourself and the safety of others. Most importantly, you need to plead the blood of Jesus upon your situation. You remember in the book, it tells you about that if the blood was not on the doorpost, that the death angel wouldn't pass you by. But if the blood was on the doorpost, that the death angel would pass you by. Well, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my doorpost. You need to plead the blood of Jesus upon your doorpost, that the death angel will pass you by. Know that God wants us to prosper. God wants us to be blessed. God wants us to give our lives to Him. And when we give our life to the Lord, it's well protected. Again, I say to you, and if you would like to just support this broadcast, just sow a seed into this broadcast, I'm just asking you to send check, money order, whether it's a dollar, 50 cents, it doesn't matter what it is. Sow a seed to this ministry that it will help also aid going to check on the elderly, checking on those who are in need, prison ministry. And you can make all checks payable to Second National Missionary Baptist Church, address 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. And I promise you, God will richly bless you, and God will give you a harvest for every seed that you sow. Remember, get ready. May God bless you, and may God keep you, is my prayer.
I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
goodness of our God causes us to lift our hands with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratefulness. He's amazing because he saved us. He's amazing because not only did he save us, but he freed us. And then on top of all of that, his love is never failing. He's amazing because his deliverance power is still at work. It's amazing. It's amazing how he frees. It's amazing.
when he picks you up. Stand up.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio.